What's yours?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not getting out of this. You brought it up.
I think she started with the shit story.
No.
Oh, that's not the most embarrassing.
No, that was just a Tuesday.
It gets better.
Oh, there's so many to pick from. I'm going to do this one.
What in tarnation?
Matt and Fiona are both going to be on tour with us on the road in California in September. September 1st, San Jose. September 4th, Ontario, California. And September 5th in Irvine. You can see all of this live.
Yes, sir.
You can get tickets at ajwilkerson.com.
I mean, I didn't like fall like completely in, but like I fell in enough to where I splashed all the shit. Yeah.
Was it blue?
Like, you ever see a woman try to sit down at, when the seat's been left up?
Just I've never seen it, but I've been a culprit of it
multiple times. I have a weird story about a porter potty type thing.
Porter potty dive.
I forgot about that. This is actually so embarrassing. I hate that I brought this up.
No, we love it. Hear this.
All right, you don't know this. Okay. Yeah, 6.5 years ago. So I was walking with a cane. I was in Scotland, and I went to the Highlands with the guy I was dating at the time, and they had like an outhouse. On this like Airbnb, it was like a very hippy dippy, like, you know what I mean? Like I was
little
staying
Hobbit
in the
house.
Little, yeah. So we had to use this thing, and it was a compost bathroom situation. So when you pee, you put this one thing down, and it like is just for pee, and then when you poop, you lift it up, and it goes into a different area. There's...
Yeah. You gotta sort the ones from the twos.
Yeah. I did not know this. Okay. And when you pee, it's like a strainer, is what it looks like in there. I had to poop.
You pooped in the strainer?
I pooped in the strainer, and I'm disabled. Okay. So I couldn't stand there long enough to try to fix it. This guy dating at the time, who hated me already, had to go in with a fucking stick and push the
waffle
shit through.
Stomp your
poop. He had to mush it down?
No, waffle stomp your poop through a strainer.
Oh, man.
But he was already cheating on me, so I feel like karma. Anyways,
yeah,
kind of not similar, but
it's still embarrassing.
It's an outhouse story. Fuck, dude. We did not get that deposit back, I'll tell you what.
They're like, we found the poo.
Yeah. They're like, hey, girly pop.
Hey there, all you cool cats and kids.
They're like, is this what Americans do? What the fuck?
We use a bathroom.
Like American shit wild, dude.
Yeah, Scottish food does not lend itself to solid shit, you know.
Wait, Scottish food
Scottish
doesn't.
Potatoes?
Like fucking
haggis.
Yeah.
Like corned beef hash. Mm.
What's haggis?
It's the intestines of a pig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blood sausage. Yeah.
Do you guys ever
they name
hear
it something else? I feel like they're just like,
yeah.
Haggis sounds like the name you make when it's coming, or the sound you make when it's coming back up, like haggis. Haggis.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
blood sausage sounds like when it's coming out of your ass. Right?
Yeah, dude, I passed. I didn't even take a shit. I passed a blood sausage, dude.
Haggis sounds like that's what Haggard calls his shits.
I'm going to take a Haggis blood sausage.
What is blood sausage?
I feel like the name covers it.
Yeah. It's like
bloody sausage?
Like, I feel like it's sausage, but they, like, put the, like, the juice, like, back in the casing with the sausage, like, to fill the empty space. I could be wrong.
I ate all of it.
And it didn't agree with you.
No, but I kept eating it. And it for 6 months.
Jesus.
You were there for 6 months?
Yeah.
What were you...
What was your favorite part?
The drinking. yeah, I studied abroad in college.
What'd you study?
Graphic design, so I had to go to Scotland for that.
Yeah, I studied like 3 broads in college.
Yeah.
I didn't put up good numbers, but those 3 I was incredibly thorough with, you know?
Yeah, I studied abroad, just 1.
Nice.
Light stalking.
Just a little. I just peppered her. All right, what?
A little salt bay stalkerish, just a little, yeah. Just a little sprinkle.
In college, the disability was picking up. At that time, I was using a cane all throughout Scotland, and I was alone, which was crazy. Like, I didn't bring anyone with me. And I remember the first pub I went into, it's when I knew I needed to start using straws because I was spilling everything. And so they give me a beer, and I was like, do you guys have a straw? And they were like, what the fuck? And I was embarrassed, so I lied about our entire country. And
That's just how we do things.
Yeah, I was like, oh, in America, we all drink beer through straws. And they were like, Americans are fucking weird.
Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Can you imagine one of those guys coming over here and going to a pub and getting a beer and being like,
I'll get a straw.
Where's the straw?
Yeah. I'm trying to experience the whole thing here.
Oh. Did you guys, do you remember a comedian named Danny Boy? B-H-O-Y? He had like a Comedy Central half hour in like the mid-2000s. And it was back when you could like...
Danny Boy.
Boyd? Boy.
Old Danny Boy.
Yeah, old Danny Boy, exactly. But he was a Australian and Scottish comedian, and he has a joke about Scottish food and how shit it is. Because he was like, I feel like you can. He had the joke was like, you can tell a lot about like a country and its people based on what they have for breakfast.
Yeah.
Do you know? And he was like he does like the Polish and like the Germans. He was like, because Germans will have like liver for breakfast.
Yeah.
So he was like, Germany, they have liver. He's like, you wake up German, you go, bring me the processing organ of a living creature. But when he's talking about Scott, he's like, I feel like the Scottish have like the worst breakfast because it's like corned beef hash, haggis, blood sausage, stuff like that. And he's like, the Scottish breakfast tells the rest of the world, it doesn't matter what you do to me today. It won't be worse than what I've already done to myself.
That's real.
Wait, is that why you named all 3 of those things? Is from that joke?
Yeah.
Nice.
Man, that's where I get my culture from, dude. Yeah. Comedy Central from the mid-2000s.
From comedy.
Yeah, back when Kyle Kinane was the voice of the commercials. Mm. Remember that?
Oh, wow.
You're watching Comedy Central.
Yeah.
God, that just brought back my childhood.
Back when Comedy Central was funny.
Speaking of childhood, my birthday's on Friday.
What?
Yeah.
She's turning 7.
I'm gonna be 15. What?
No, yours was better. Go with that one. I said 7. Why would we tell them how old you're really gonna be, though? That'd be cool.
That'd be really great for Matt.
Yeah, that'd be nice for me.
28.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Dude, you just ruined the prosecutor's case. Let's
Fuck.
Go.
28.
Mm,
let's
nice.
Go.
Yeah, kind of. That's crazy. 20 would have been middle-aged for me. That's downhill, dude.
Yeah, dude, you're about to have your three-quarter life crisis.
That's crazy.
It's creeping up on you.
Would have bought me a fucking Cadillac or whatever men do. I don't know.
A sports car and a mistress.
Dude. Yeah,
the Corvette and a hooker or whatever.
I turned 40 in 3 years, so.
What does that mean?
You guys can get like competing life insurance policies.
They won't.
We can take bets on whose would be the highest. I was pointing to the bowl of chips.
You're as exhibit A.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. I think mine would be way higher because you're beautiful and perfect.
Aww.
Yeah. And they really take that into account on the life insurance plans.
And he can only do one of three things at a time. So
that's a good point.
True. Multitasking is not.
It would also be way harder for me to kill myself. So that's, I don't know, but.
Do they? Oh, God, is that why I wouldn't get approved? They look at me and be like, yeah, he's definitely going to kill himself, right? This guy's going to be expensive.
Or he'll be like, he's going to kill her.
Yeah, maybe I would raise yours just by being around.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's cool.
Did you even listen to that? What if you go, oh, beat cancer, okay.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, good stuff. Beat cancer. So, how's y'all's trip in Austin been so far?
Pretty good.
Pretty good, dude. Yeah. Being, like, feeling like I, like, fit in, belong at Mothership is a cool feeling.
Yeah.
We picked up extra, like, we're doing the Sunset Strip show tonight. I have, like, a spot, a showcase spot at Mothership tonight at, like, 11:40, which is, I think, like, a 10-minute set instead of a 5-minute. Nice. So, yeah.
I saw two homeless dudes fight over a dog, and that was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. We went to that Barton Springs place.
Oh, yeah. And is that like right by the river or whatever?
Yeah, so it's right by the river. They like built a pool in like one section and like fenced it off. So it's like $9 to get in there. But then right on the other side of the fence, there's people hanging out on like the river part of it. Yeah. So whereas for free. But there's a lot of questionable citizens on that side.
A lot of riffraff.
A lot of riffraff, dude.
Which made me understand the concept of a border.
Yeah, had an old guy with like a wide brimmed hat that looked like a Grateful Dead roadie walk by the fence, and he stopped to like and asked our group through the fence. He's like, "Hey, I got a question about like what's different on that side than this side." And he's like, "You can't bring coolers or food or stuff like that in there, and we have drugs over here." And I was like, "What is the question?"
Yeah.
And then he just wandered off, just presumably to go do more drugs.
He never asked.
But yeah, then we saw like a sugar baby, sugar daddy incidents with like an older gay couple and like his younger lover. And the younger lover is like running away from the river area, like with the pug on a leash. And he's yelling at his sugar daddy or ex-boyfriend. He's like, you know, you can't do that, blah, blah, blah. You tried to stab me with that stick. And sure enough, he comes up and he's got like a sharp piece of stick in his hand, and he's Michael Myers-ing this dude and just following after him. And they're arguing and fighting, and the dude keeps threatening to beat his ass. And then eventually he started sprinting at the younger dude with the dog, and that dude picked up that fucking pug and just hightailed it across like this field to the parking lot area. And the other dude started sprinting after him. So one of them's dead now, I assume.
That's what I said.
I'm worried about the bug.
The pug wanted to be with the crazy dude.
Started it, actually.
He might have. He was calling you a bitch.
Yeah.
You know? Instigating. The pug was just instigating.
Yeah. But the pug wanted the other dude.
The you wanted to be with the violent one.
I get it, toxic.
What?
What?
Huh? Well, the homeless guy we saw, we thought we was about to kill that guy.
What?
Remember that? Oh my god, yeah.
Was that last night?
Yeah.
Man, we cannot find the right street to go down to go.
Oh, to get back to y'all's...
There was like it's right there, but... fight, like, between two homeless men, and there's... I mean, I was like, I've never been around this type of, like...
That's sad.
There's a lot, and then the one guy stormed off, like, scream crying. I don't...
Yeah, he's like, I fucking hate it here. He's like, I'm gonna kill myself.
Jesus.
And she just goes, cool.
Oh. Dude, we stopped at, we got food at Jason's Deli yesterday on the way out there, and there was a homeless lady there that, like, came in, got a glass of water, and then came back in, like, 3 minutes later and was like, can I get a glass of water? And they were like, we just gave you water. And then she flipped, and she was like, fuck you, bitch, I'll get water if I want, and was, like, just going off on her. And we were like, oh, I hope she doesn't have a sharp stick, you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of homeless people.
Or a pug.
Or a pug. Yeah. Tack dog.
Why are they all rapping to themselves? Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No. Thriving music scene here in Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all just getting after it in their head. Dropping bars.
Yeah. Are they're either rappers or they're comics just thinking up new jokes out loud to themselves.
Yeah, they could just be going over their set list.
They could just still be waiting to get picked for that Mothership open mic, dude.
Probably, yeah. They should just stay in line afterwards. Then they'll probably get a chance.
They'll get pulled.
Yeah, I think
lucky
so.
Lucky number.
How cool would that be? Just an all-homeless episode of Kill Tony contestants.
They should definitely, find every homeless person and just, that's it.
The amount
of one-name names that would come out of that bucket. That's Voltron.
Going for Maximus.
Yeah. That'd be a lot of schizophrenic minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, schizophrenic minutes. Three times.
Sounds like
people.
A band name.
It does.
Schizophrenic minutes.
Yeah. Give it up for the schizophrenic minutes.
Yeah.
Metal band for sure.
They just play one really hardcore minute and they leave. Or they're judged by a panel for the next 10 minutes.
I'm going to cut the AC off.
A word.
I already struggle with hearing.
It sounds like someone trying to live on a ventilator, dude. The air conditioner sounds like it has COVID.
Mm. What? Oh. Come here, babe.
Y'all.
Aw. God damn, y'all are cute.
Yeah, I tell you what, being Little Spoon sure has been fun.
What's been, like, y'all's favorite part of Austin?
Mothership.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's very surreal.
How was it, like, going into Mitzi's after the Kill Tony?
That was cool. I mean, yeah, I love the comedy scene here, and the food is very good.
What's the weirdest thing anyone said to you in Austin so far?
Like, in person?
Yeah.
Damn, I don't know.
Oh. You remember when Theo came to Zany's a couple weeks ago and walked in and was like, did you break your leg?
I'm literally, I'm in the green room. I've never met him before. He introduces himself to me, sits down, he's staring at me, and he just, like, takes a beat, and he goes, so, did you break your leg, or, no, I didn't. They started asking me all these questions about my disability, and I answered them.
To start off with, did you break your leg is wild.
It's hilarious. I mean, I've had people be like, oh no, did you twist your ankle? How fucking dramatic do I look? Like,
to buy a motorized wheelchair for a twisted ankle.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the thing I've realized, people have a very, like, very 2D understanding of what, like, disability looks like. And if I'm not, like, an old lady in a wheelchair, they have, or paralyzed.
Yeah,
obviously.
If you're not drooling in the chair, yeah, they're like,
they
what are you
no
even?
No fucking idea.
Like, get up.
They're like, but you're kind of pretty. What the fuck is happening? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think, like, if you were unattractive, you'd be like, fine, checks out.
Yeah, no, it's so strange.
Crazy.
I ate a lot of that, or people being like, oh, I get it. I have ADD.
What?
That's just me. I say that every
day. Every like, day I wake up, he says that.
Yeah. They're like, I get it. I don't know where my keys are. We're like the same.
I'm like, they're under the couch.
Damn.
Do you just keep putting his things under the couch?
They're all. No, yeah, I'm starting to realize they're all under the couch.
It's a fun game.
She's just like, babe, can you grab me something from the kitchen? And as soon as you leave, she's just like.
I was like, yo, you see my keys? Under the couch, idiot. Did I put them under the couch? Yes.
Where you left them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird. I don't remember that. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you have ADD. You wouldn't remember that. She's like gaslighting me.
She's like, I get it.
She just treats you like that sale song. AWOL Nation.
Sale.
Yeah.
Blame it on my ADD, baby.
Sale. I love that fucking song. That was our deployment song.
Huh? No. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Something like that, right?
I had like 3 or 4 songs on my phone, and that was one of them.
Mm. Dude, that was a pretty good
one. We all had U2 on our phone, though.
For a while.
Yeah.
Man, I saw them at the Sphere thing.
U2?
Very cool. Yeah, I never really listened to them, but.
Until they forcibly downloaded their.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Until they just non-consensually just inserted themselves into all
First
of our iCloud.
I'm sure Apple was like, we'll give you this insane amount of money if you just agree to have your album on our product. And they're probably like, yeah. And then everybody was like, we hate this band. Why do they do this to us? They're like, we just took a really
we
good
prefer
deal.
Coldplay.
It'd be like if somebody was like, hey, we're about to release this new product, this Apple Shuffle. And we want your album to be already on everybody's shuffle when they purchase it. You'd be like, hell yeah. And then everybody would be like, who the fuck is H.A. Wilkerson? And why is he on my Apple shuffle?
Yeah. Everybody just nickel-backed you two.
Yeah. I mean,
you there's like, why are you two?
Yeah. I mean, Nickelback.
They fuck.
Nickelback.
I like Nickelback.
Nickelback fucks.
Nickelback
fucks. Like, oh, if I hate them, why do I know every
there's word? Every generation, there's always a band that people just hate for no reason.
80s.
It was Creed, and then Nickelback, and then U2.
Who'd you say?
Who in the 80s would have been that band?
Trying to think of some hair metal band.
Rick Astley.
What else did he
Never
have?
Gonna give you up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Never gonna let you
Rick Ross.
Hmm?
That's Rick Ross, right?
That's Rick Astley.
Yeah.
Isn't Rick Ross a rapper?
Wait, didn't you get Rick?
Rick Ross is the large rapper.
Oh.
Hustling, hustling,
oh.
Hustling.
Never
hustling.
Gonna give you up, huh? That's Rick Ross, huh? Cheeseburger's what made me fat, huh? Oh. Okay, well, I wonder what they are. So what was the band in the 70s, you think?
Oh my god.
You know what? Fuck it.
ABBA.
The 50s.
Maybe. Ooh,
ABBA.
The 50s?
No, let's think back the 10s.
Oh, the aughts.
Oh, the aughts.
The early 1900 aughts.
Probably whatever they played in the Breadlines.
Yeah. I don't even know what a bread line is.
From, like, the Great Depression. I guess that was more, like, 30s.
Yeah. Probably. That was, like, whatever post-Civil War drummer boy was hitting it hard back then.
Post Malone, you know?
Yeah.
I like Post Malone, too.
Post Malone rocks. Yeah. Seems like a very nice guy.
Post Malone bucks.
How do you know that?
Cool. Have you seen the new one? Hey,
nice.
How do you know Post Malone fucks? You seen the new Roadhouse?
Yeah. I did watch it. And I was like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen.
It is not good.
The fact that Jake Gyllenhaal agreed to that, I'm just like, what is going on here? Like, is this, like, are you in debt? Like, what happened here?
I think they brought Conor McGregor to the meeting and he was too afraid to say no.
Yeah. Mm. Come on, Jakey boy, let's do this.
Yeah. Put you in a headlock and he's like, come on, you and me, Jakey boy.
Sign the paper.
I watched it. It was, I regretted watching it.
I mean, I get the whole corniness of it, but that's not Jake Gyllenhaal's thing.
No. That fucking show he's on.
That we're watching that Apple TV, that Presumed good, Innocent. Right? That shit is super good.
Wild.
Like a legal drama.
Like the, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. We started it.
We started a lot of shows. We always end on Love Island.
Ooh, UK or US. America?
You like the US season? Better?
I watch them all.
I watched one season of the UK one, and I was obsessed. And I was like, I can't do this. I felt it making me dumber.
Mm. I like sitting in that idiot.
Well, I think it was specifically the UK one, because I was learning all of their slang.
Yeah.
So I was learning dumb. Yeah, just learning dumb UK street slang.
I'm trying to think.
Is Gaultic slang in the UK?
I realize I fucked up. What?
Cool.
You have great banter.
Banter, yeah.
Banter.
He's great banter.
I like when they're like, what are you on about?
What are you on about?
Like, instead of like, what are you talking about?
What are you on about?
What are you on about?
Is it? Is that Australian?
Isn't it?
Or British?
That's a little British.
Oh, that's my favorite.
No, he's a pussy, isn't it?
That's my favorite. Yeah.
That's my favorite. I like when they say
isn't it.
My accent goes in and out. I don't know what it does.
Ooh, In-N-Out burgers.
Mm. We had some of those here.
Pretty good, isn't it? I feel like that's just how we would say it. Pretty good, ain't it?
Pretty good, ain't it? Yeah, dude, is that what it is? Is in it just the UK version of ain't it?
Ain't it?
In it, ain't it?
Maybe.
Let us know in the comments.
Like over here, we'll be like, God's good, ain't he? And over there, they'll be like, God's good, isn't he?
Isn't he? Isn't he?
You want another water?
No, I'm going to piss myself.
Hey, if you're going to shit, make sure it's not down on...
Compost toilet.
Right, lift the strainer before you sit down.
Yeah, that was so embarrassing. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
Easy. Jimmy John's.
What happened at Jimmy John's?
Yeah.
You're just like, I work there?
No. That would have been way better. So in 2009, 10... 11,
this was his
9/11. Yeah. I was going to call. This place was like 2 miles from my house. There was Jimmy John's, and I called to put an order in, and they were like, oh, we don't deliver to your area. And I was just chilling in the house. And I was like, all right, fuck it, whatever. So I just get in my car, drive up there. And I'm like ordering my thing, you know, going down the line or whatever. And the whole time I'm talking to this lady, like, she just won't make eye contact with me. Like, just kind of being very, like,
aloof.
Look, yeah, looking anywhere, but like still like, all right, what now? And like just, and I finally get to like the register to pay, and as like we're doing everything, she just stops. She goes, "I'm gonna tell you this because I don't think you know, your penis is out." And I look down, and my dick is out of my like pajama pants.
Like the little
just bounced little out of the hole. The
front, yeah. Just like just nubbing right out of there, dude. And that's by far the most embarrassing. And like I think my reaction, like she started laughing afterwards, but like knew that like I wasn't just going into Jimmy John's with
being
my
a
dick
creep.
Out.
Yeah.
And the thing that like the whole time I was just going down the line with my dick just rubbing up against the sneeze guard.
Like your dick's pressed against the glass like, ooh, we want turkey. Yeah.
Tell her we want pickles. But like and the thing is like I had felt like a draft because it's cold in Jimmy John. And I was just like,
you used to give your penis voice a lisp.
What?
Tell her we want pickles.
Tell her we want pickles. Shut up, penis.
It's your sauce on the side.
And like instead of like, you know, like grabbing my shit to adjust it in front of her, I was just kind of like, I don't know if I can.
Give it a little shimmy.
Yeah, and it just didn't do anything. And then I get down, and like the thing is, like as soon as she was like, "I'm gonna tell you this because I don't think you know," like my immediate thought was, "My penis is out." And then she said it, I'm just like,
"No."
Yeah. So oh. That's. I got ran over by. That wasn't that embarrassing. But I got ran over by a golf cart on campus, and everybody saw it. And the lady did not stop. She just kept going. I almost got my college paid for if she had just stopped. Yeah. But yeah, Jimmy.
If she had just stopped, like, somebody stop that golf cart.
Well, it was a MTSU, like, it was the college cart, and it was, like, somebody driving it.
Oh,
and,
shit.
Like, we were walking, I was crossing the street, and maybe she was trying to go around us or something, and she hit, like, the curb on this golf cart. And, like, I'm just walking, and I can hear, like, the thing like revving up, just going zzz, and, like running up against the curb, and then it just hops the curb, and I'm right in front of it, just boom, just rolls right over me, and she
damn.
Says, "I'm sorry," and keeps going. And I was like, "All right, well,"
she's like, "Campus emergency."
Yeah, yeah, like,
yeah,
like,
here, you hit me.
If only it could have been a bus.
Yikes.
But, I mean, yeah. Dick out of Jimmy John's.
Dick out of Jimmy John's
yeah.
is pretty epic. I feel like
yeah.
mine is somewhere in between those. Mine is more ironic than... It was more embarrassing to me because I still to this day don't know that anybody noticed. But in seventh grade, we had a middle school talent show. And this is when I first found out I had like social anxiety for performing for crowds. I was going to sing a song and I pissed myself 30 seconds into singing an R. Kelly song.
Nice. That's just method.
And then
acting.
Ran it. Just I was like, I gotta go.
Yeah, he would have loved that.
I was about the right age for it.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's amazing. What about you?
Me? I mean, falling in a porta potty.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
And we were about to like go outside of the wire, like to a different fob, like to a different base. And I didn't have time to like shower or change. It was just I was just stuck in that all day. That's pretty embarrassing. Mm-hmm. I'd say that or in basic training they do this thing called pugil fights, and it's like the big like cotton swab looking things that you
American Gladiator.
And my platoon picked me to go and like do like the competition for like a phone call for our family. That's what was on the line. So
what
was,
the fuck?
Yeah. Basic training is a lot like prison rules. Like, they are in charge of everything.
If you ever want to see a family again, fucking kill
them.
Well, like, the first, like, depending on your drill sergeants, and, like, your first, like, 4 or 5 weeks, you can't talk to your family. Like, you're not allowed phone calls.
Yeah.
You have to, like, earn phone call privileges.
That's really
just like Love Island.
Yeah. You can write letters, though.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, go back. I'm so sorry.
No, no, you're fine. Like, I was in the bracket, basically, the female bracket for this fucking bullshit. And I beat one girl, and I was like, thank God, like, I get, like, a little break. And they were like, no, you're going next for the finals. And it was me, and her name was Van Diver. And she's, like, 6'1", 6'2", just this, got like, Amazon warrior looking, like, just...
Mrs. Trunchbull, dude.
Yeah, just but just ripped. Female
power lifter.
Yeah.
Ripped. And I, like, I have to, like, look up at her, and I remember, I'm like, I'm 5'5", what am I gonna do? And she just they sound the whistle, and we start going at it, and I'm trying to, like, uppercut her, and she's just taking this thing, almost like a baseball bat, and whacking my head, and whacking my head. And at one point, she pushes me in the stomach, and I, like, go down, and as soon as I go down, she takes it and just swings it and hits me, and I go lights out in front of everyone.
Oh, my God.
I get knocked unconscious by a pugle. And they have to, like, wake me up, and, like, my nose is bleeding. They're like, you're fine, you're fine. And, like, that was embarrassing.
And they still didn't let you call your parents?
No, we lost. We lost. Yeah. We lost.
So everybody hated you, and you got knocked out?
Yeah. Like, we're all writing letters to our parents about how you shit the bed today.
But the embarrassing part of the whole thing was later that night, we used to have, like, these, like, meetings at, like, this company quarters place, and we'd play, like, videos and, like, slideshows of the day and what was to come. And our commander at the time had taken a video of me getting knocked out by the pugle stick and made a remix to it. To some, like, rap music where, like, the beat dropped and it was just... boom, and then me going down, and it was on flat, fast forward, slow motion. It was like 80 times.
Is this on YouTube?
Does this still exist?
I don't know. I hope not.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
That is awful.
You were like a meme, almost.
Yeah.
Like a local
military
meme.
Military meme.
Yeah.
Yeah. A Marine.
A Marine?
A Marine.
Again.
Yeah, that sucked. And then no one knew who I was before that, and then after you get knocked out by a pugle stick, every drill sergeant is gunning for you. They know who you are now.
Wow.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my 9/11.
Nice.
9/11 is the reason that happened to you, honestly.
Honestly.
What's yours?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not getting out of this. You brought it up.
I think she started with the shit story.
No.
Oh, that's not the most embarrassing.
No, that was just a Tuesday.
It gets better.
There's so many to pick from. I'm going to do this one. When I was in high school, I was a freshman, and I was dating a senior, and he invited me to, like, the senior hangout bonfire party, like, end of the year, and I was like, fuck, I gotta, like, really blend in and be cool, you know, and everyone's giving me shots, we're drinking fucking Bernard's vodka, you know what I mean, outside Big Field bonfire. And I am hammered, like, blackout almost. And I was like, I'll be right back. And I walk over to this weeping willow tree that is not out of sight of anyone. It's, like, right next to where everyone is. And I projectile vomit onto the sweeping willow tree, and these girls that were the cool girls, the seniors, I was trying so fucking hard to make like me. They were like, did you just vomit on that tree? I was like, no, I sneezed. And I said I sneezed for the remainder of high school because people brought that story to me a lot. I did vomit, and I'm ready to say it now.
I feel like sneeze was more embarrassing. Like she projectile sneezed like 30 seconds of snot just all over this weeping willow, dude. Her sinuses are fucked up, dude.
So fucking embarrassing.
Dude, projectile vomiting is like one of the worst experiences.
I can't tell you the last time I projectile vomited. Like from like sickness or...
I can only remember one time and it was embarrassing.
Yeah, and it like hurts.
Yeah. You can't, it just goes.
Yeah.
Like a liquid belch. Just
everywhere.
Oh my God. I went to see Del Watts, and he's like some country singer. Me and my friend went to see him in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, or Madison, Wisconsin. And, it was like after the show, and I was like, I have to pee so bad. And we had been drinking Rumpelmans all night, which I don't know if you know what that is, but it's like,
yes,
German.
I got blackout on Rumpelmans in Vegas.
It's like German Goldschlager.
Yeah, and it's minty. And yeah. I went to the bathroom and I sat down, and I remember everything was like spinning, and I was like, oh no, it's happening. And I went to grab the trash can, and it's like the smallest fucking trash can in this bathroom.
It's too late.
And I just started going, and it went on the stall, and it went down, and it started going out from under the stall, and there's like people walking in and out.
Oh my god.
That's pretty bad. I'm with you in this experience. Yeah. Like,
I was like 22, 23. I was living with a couple buddies in Orlando, and there was this bar we used to go to that would have nickel beer night, and you had to like buy their plastic cup for $10, but if you brought it with you, it was nickel beers all night. So it was like a pitcher for $2. And I got hammered, and I went into the bathroom because the room was spinning, but I sat backwards on the toilet, like the cool teacher style, and had my head down on the tank. And I felt myself needing to vomit, but I was like, oh, I'll take the lid off. Like, I'm not going to have time to turn around. But I blacked out for like a split second and woke up and was like, here it comes. And then I just threw up on the back of the tank without taking the lid off. And it just went back wall, back down the back. It was in my shoes.
Almost upper deck.
I almost up vomit upper deck. Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, but I fucking, the deck was closed. And so I just, and it went everywhere.
I remember one time I was 30. I think I just turned 30. And I went to that party where I'm clearly the oldest person there. I got to go, and it's like my buddy who was 26 at the time was old there. And immediately I'm just like, I don't want to be here. This is very uncomfortable for me. And like, I'm just like, I'm just going to hang out in the garage. You know, hang out for a little bit, and then let's fucking bounce. And like, I'm sitting there, and like, these dudes are like smoking. This whole group of people is like smoking weed, and they're like, hey, you want to hit this? I'm like, yeah, man. Like, I'm cool. I'll do it.
I'm cool. I'm not a cop.
So, yeah, I ripped it. I'm like, ah, it tastes weird. And they go, yeah, it's a dab. And I was like, I guess wax or whatever. And like, I've never, you know?
So oh, I go, brother.
Yeah. So I was like, that's weird. Like, what's a dab? And then just go, oh, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? And they're like, you're about to have a fun night. And I'm just like, oh, okay. Yeah, whatever,
yeah,
dude.
That's the equivalent of a guy coming up to you at like a gym and being like, hey, you want to run a full court game of basketball with us?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, sure. I've played horse before. And turns out it's an NBA summer league game.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not equipped for this.
So I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever, dude. I'm sitting there, like, just drinking my beer. First, maybe second beer. And I'm, like, talking to this chick in the garage, and she's talking to me. And, like, I feel everything. You know, like, when you get two whatever, like, it just starts.
Like, I can feel the hairs on my arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no. And then, like, I go deaf. Like, she's talking, and then I can just hear her voice just go, woo, 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 woo. And I'm like,
cool.
At that point, I'm like, she's mid-sentence. I'm just, like, wide-eyed, just, like, turn away and just, like, walk towards my buddy's SUV. and I just go and like projectile vomit everywhere. And I'm even like, I'm like talking to myself. I'm like, oh my God, dear God, please, please make it stop. And I'm just like throw up again. And I was like, I'm never smoking again. I'm so sorry. Like talking to God. And like I get done. And I'm just like, oh, and I look up. And there's a whole nother group of people at this party. They've like stopped and they're just like looking at me. Just quiet, just like projectile vomiting and talking to myself and God. And I just go, ah, fuck. And it's like, I just get in the SUV, shut the door, and like text him. And I'm like, dude, we have to leave now. Like, you know, that party, like, remember that old fucking dude came to that party and just projectile vomited everywhere? What a weird guy.
Talking to God?
Yeah.
No. That is amazing.
Still not as bad as Jimmy John's, but I guess.
At least your dick wasn't out, dude.
If my dick was out, then that'd be a whole different story.
If you stopped and they were all looking at you and somebody was like, I'm going to tell you because I don't think you know.
Like, but your penis is out.
Oh, shit.
Remember that old guy that had his dick out at that party?
Talking to God, touching himself?
Yeah. Said he'd never do it again or something. Like, oh man!
So we need to. You guys
yeah.
want to?
Oh, yeah.
You guys want to shout your socials out and then bounce?
Oh yeah. Matt Taylor Comedy on Instagram and everywhere. Matt Taylor Comedy.
Very good.
That's pretty good.
Really good.
I nailed it.
Gotta give it a pretty good. Fiona Cauley, FionaCauley. On all the things. And I have a website, fiendercaller.com.
Yes. Go. And Matt and Fiona are both going to be on tour with us on the road in California in September. September 1st, San Jose. September 4th, Ontario, California. And September 5th in Irvine. You can see all of this live.
Yes, sir.
You can get tickets at ajwilkerson.com. Also, check out the Patreon for bonus content, additional, like, 30 minutes usually, an additional half hour of the podcast. You can check that out at patreon.com/TardationNation.
Yee.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming to the Tard Yard.
Thanks for having me. That was awesome.
What in tarnation?